At 6:06, it is clear and 73 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 95 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. In and out. That is how Sequoia County Sheriff Ron Lockhart describes the proceedings yesterday in his county. Dustin Brown, the biological father in the custody tug of war over baby Veronica, turned himself in on a governor's extradition warrant.
Looked into the Sequoia County Jail. His attorneys were present. Was taken to Judge Payton's courtroom where they had a hearing, and the judge allowed Mr. Dustin Brown to released on his original fugitive bond, and he is to appear back in court on October 3rd for the writ hearing.
Sheriff Lockhart says he's never released anyone on a governor's warrant before. He checked with the governor's office prior to releasing Brown. Lockhart says the office told him to follow the court's ruling. During his State of the City address, Mayor Bartlett answers questions about improvements needed at Tulsa's International Airport. Improvements, the mayor says, Tulsa needs to stay competitive.
According to Bartlett, city-owned hangars need to be bigger, especially if the American Airlines-U.S. Airways merger goes through. It would bring more large planes to the airport, but the hangars also need upgraded electrical systems, heating, and roofs.
It's our responsibility because it is city property, and we can't allow things to deteriorate to where it just goes away and becomes a haven for pigeons. That's not what we do in business.
Tulsa International accounts for thousands of jobs in the area. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A man is killed crossing South Peoria overnight in Brookside. Police say the man was hit by two cars. Now, one driver did not immediately stop, but later both drivers have talked with police. So far, no names have been released. A Tulsa police officer is arrested on a prostitution complaint. Corporal David Turner was arrested at a hotel near 11th and Garnett. He faces charges of looking to pay for sex within 1,000 feet of a church. He was nabbed by an undercover sting operation yesterday afternoon. On State Capitol Watch this Friday morning, the Oklahoma Senate minority leader says state lawmakers are doing it again. Claremore Democrat Sean Burridge says they're drafting laws that will not stand up to court review.
I think this bill is clearly unconstitutional. I think this bill does exactly what the Supreme Court told us not to do. And as this law finds its way through the courts, it too would be held unconstitutional.
At issue is a measure that Burridge says would create two classes of plaintiffs, one that needs expert witnesses and one that does not. A federal appeals court has rejected the appeal of an Oklahoma death row inmate convicted of first-degree murder in the 1987 fatal shooting of a U.S. Air Force sergeant in Oklahoma County. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals handed down the decision yesterday in the case of 53-year-old Michael Howell. A delegation from South America visits Tulsa's street school to learn about efforts to help at-risk kids.
The group met with counselors, teachers, and students at the street school and toured classrooms. They're visiting organizations across the U.S. to examine programs designed to intervene before problem behavior turns into delinquency and gang involvement. One of the visitors is Mari Ponte of Venezuela, who's impressed with the help program she's seen here.
Because people is only thinking about themselves. We have to relearn to take care of others.
The group, comprised of members from 10 different countries, also visited Washington, D.C., Charlotte, North Carolina, Salt Lake City, and Los Angeles. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, plentiful sunshine and above normal temperatures today, 95 for a high, clear tonight, 70 for an overnight low. Now at 610, it's clear and 73. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.